Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3.
Good morning.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you? I am.
Yep. Did you notice
as usual, Vinny. I'm excellent.
Did you notice the conversation I had on your Instagram yesterday with one of your people?
I did not. What was it?
Some lady goes, how could you put a picture of the fish up and not do an underwater photo like Vinny did? And I was like, absolutely, she should stick that iPhone underwater.
Oh my God, I never even thought of that.
And get some pictures with some audio, some video of those fish.
Maybe she should borrow your phone.
Yeah, maybe I should borrow your phone because yours is proved to work underwater.
Yours will work.
Mine's
fine
is only
too.
A six. So mine might not work.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, don't use yours.
Yeah,
then.
No, I'll use yours. Give me your phone and I'll take that home and give me the unlock code and everything and I'll take it home and stick it in the water. Actually, I never even thought about that. I'm telling you, I stare at those fish for as long as I can every day.
Well, we got
sure.
That.
Sure. Why
I love
wouldn't
them.
You?
From your post.
Love them. I just, you know, and I have these water lilies. They're so gorgeous. Like, I can't believe how gorgeous this is. It's like the one spot in my yard that's finished. It's not even really finished. It needs to have a, it doesn't matter. So.
It needs to have a what?
It needs.
A net?
No, it has, it's all, everything's
that's
protected.
Figured out.
But it needs to be, there's some finish work that needs to happen on the outside of the thing because it sticks up out of the ground a foot and it's like a whole thing. So, it's got these water lilies in it. And I take my hands and I put them on top of two water lilies and open up a space between them. And the fish are so friendly. They're so sweet. They come right over and they're just
you're their mom, right?
I am their mom. I'm the one who comes and feeds them every
day. Yeah, I was going to ask, what do they eat?
They eat like fish flakes.
Food?
And yeah. I get like these giant jars of stinky ass fish.
Yeah, those
food.
Things always stink. You just
prime rib.
Them in.
Yeah, just put it in there. Yeah, I feed them prime rib and
bones.
I bring them mashed potatoes and stuff. You know, they love them. They love them. It's great. Clouds of water up, but they really like it.
We just clear the plates into the fish bowl every night.
Right, it's like a big compost heap out there. They love
right.
it. Oh my God, they're huge now. They're like a foot and a half long each. I don't know why. It's weird. I'm wondering actually if they'll have babies.
Oh.
I didn't even really think about that.
Oh, that's
but
a
they,
good point.
Yeah, I saw them doing this thing where they seem to be smelling each other's butts. Like, I don't really know where a fish's butt is, but... I mean, I guess it's that little vent down the... I mean, right? You've cleaned a fish before, right?
I
so I guess that's their butt. And I assume that's where all the action happens. They don't seem to have other areas or penises or... I mean, I don't know what they've got going on down there. I should read on that.
All that staring, huh? And nothing's come of it.
Well,
you know,
you
nothing
don't see the bottom of them,
staring.
Really. No, you don't see
right.
the bottom.
That's
but they're all, they seem to be smelling each other's butts and like circling around each other real quick. Like each smelling each other's butt. So I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if, didn't even occur to me that, well, of course, if there's males and females, like something must go on. But don't fish just like,
They say, I looked up how do fish procreate, egg laying.
So one, the female squirts out the eggs and then the men sort of, you know, put their own cloud of...
I don't know. The eggs grow and
I
get
think
over
some
them.
Fish, though, can... I think, obviously someone will text and tell me I'm too stupid to be alive, but I thought there were fish
are.
That could transform or that it was fluid.
Right, like, whether they're male or female.
Like they could, if they had to...
No, that sounds right. I feel like I've heard that. Like, if there's no males around, one of the female takes that on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that...
It says the female can produce multiple batches of babies without a male present.
There you go. Something...
Oh, funny.
...fertilizes or whatever.
I don't know. Maybe the bees pollinate it. I have no idea how it works.
I just remember hearing that.
But I don't think they bang. Like, I mean...
Yeah, it's
the way
not...
that we think of mammals doing it. I think
right.
they just, you know...
naturally
do their business into the water, and if it works out, it does. I mean, it's not they don't nurture their young or anything, do they? I really have no idea.
Sarah, they're your fish.
Yeah, I mean, you stared at them all day, got your dumb phone in your hand.
They didn't tell me.
Look it up.
They didn't tell me whether they cut. No.
You didn't even ask.
I read, you know, do they have babies? Because I figured, you remember having like a fish tank as a kid, and there would be like a separate little plastic area where you'd put a fish that seemed to be full of eggs. Remember, it would like all the little baby fish would be like in a separate section.
I never cared about that stuff until I got my friend Jason Shirley, the guy I lived with in Del Mar, the house I got thrown out of really quickly.
Yeah.
For being noisy. He had a real fish tank.
Like he was a.
He was
dude
into
who was
it.
Into
he had
it.
An Oscar and a Red Devil, I think one of them is. I don't know, but. That was a real fish tank, the kind you could stare at all high and just be lost in it for...
Oh, I never even... I should get high and do this. Oh, my God, it's legal
and
now.
There's a show on the Animal Planet called Tanked. And it's these dudes who have a company who go to people's homes and build like,
badass
walls
tanks, yeah.
of tanks. Right. Sometimes they have celebrities on.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's cool.
It is cool.
A lot of maintenance
in a
home fish tank.
I guess you gotta care.
You do. You have to like really be into it.
510 Vinny says, hey, my radio family. Hi, Vin. I'm that some lady on Sarah's page. Thanks for making my yoga session fun during the last 30. Love ya.
Oh.
925, fish don't have sex. They lay eggs and another fish comes to fertilize them.
Oh. There you go.
Look up koi balls. Sarah will be in heaven.
Koi balls. Is that the ball that I have in my?
No, it's the koi's balls. It's the guy's, you know.
Oh, the actual balls.
What? Look up koi balls.
Look up koi balls. Anyway.
No, they're actually something that you purchase.
Oh.
Is it those balls my fish swim up into?
It looks like they're treats.
Oh. I get some koi balls.
Balls are a treat.
Oh, treats. It's like a meatball for your fish.
Balls.
I also found out that my friend Village is coming out in September, so
Village.
That's exciting.
Yet another
up,
visitor,
Village?
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you just can't get enough.
I love having people over. He's coming. His and John's birthdays are, I think, they're either the same day or one day apart. And so he's going to come out for his birthday.
We don't see enough of Village for sure.
I agree.
Last time I saw him, I was like, oh, Village, right.
Yeah.
But that's because I hadn't seen the guy in 3 years.
Right. He was just here for my birthday last November.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it was, it's been, I think the last time he was out before that was when Danielle turned 40, hot ass Danielle, and we played her birthday party. He came out for that.
Which I probably wasn't even at.
You were actually at that.
I was.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was the karaoke thing at the Yacht Club in Sausalito, the little.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But that was years ago because I remember your girlfriend was there.
I do remember that too.
Because Furry was there.
As well.
Yeah, Furry wanted to see you and everybody wanted to meet your girlfriend.
So that was the point is that I saw Village at your birthday and was like,
yeah, where do I know you from?
And then went, oh, Phil, Jesus Christ.
How could you not recognize
long?
Me from my voice, Vinny? Jesus. You know. So anyway, I'm super psyched because he's going to come out. And then, my kids going off to school. I mean, there's just so much crap going on at my house
right
now.
I have that going on as well.
Are we still going to do the McGregor fight at your house on the 26th?
Oh, I forgot all about
me.
That.
Sure.
What about me? How does all this, your busyness, affect whom in is the question?
Yes, I will. I would.
Is that the same weekend he's coming out?
Just a gentle reminder.
He's coming in September.
Oh, September.
Yeah. Yes, I can you...
Yes.
Send me an email and remind me so I can set that up.
All right.
So, you know, we've been... The saga of the house in San Jose has been...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please give us an update.
So, it finally... It went through the full repair.
Yes, paint.
After we had to go to court to get that scumbag thrown out of that place.
Yeah.
We finally did the repairs and the work that... It wasn't as bad as... It could have been,
which is
what they keep saying. Peter Cook is
Lighthouse Realty.
God, that guy was.
Did they stage it too?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So did you
guys go see it? And now you're like, oh man, maybe we should just move back in here.
Right.
No,
it's got a yard.
They did stage it, and it looks excellent. And it's finally up.
Oh.
And there's already an offer, and we're not even taking offers yet. And it was over the.
Oh, Vinny, that's so
we were like,
great.
Oh, finally some good news from there. Oh, that is so good.
That is awesome.
It is just last night, this morning, I woke up to a text that said, an offer's already been made, and the number was above, and it was like, oh, thank God.
That's great.
So do you take that right away, or do you wait for like
higher offers? No, we're
going to wait. You've got to take other offers. People are going to, you're going to have multiple offers.
Yeah.
You're going to make.
So you just set like a time, okay, from here to here.
The truth is, it's one of those was that you?
No.
Yes, it was.
She just burped.
Sarah's gurgling, everyone.
No, it happens to me.
That it's one of those places a lot of people would want. It's not, it's like the bones are perfect, and someone could come in and just make it their dream home.
Right.
It's a big place with tons of room.
Really nice home.
Yeah, it's a great house.
So it's cool. It's going to be, I think people will want it. And it's priced
aggressively.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Spot.
It's central.
It's all good.
Are close by.
It's great.
If there's
news.
One downside, it's that high school kids making out on the sidewalk after 3 p.m.
Most people work during the day, so
like
they won't see that.
People love that. Sit in their window and watch.
I want to get Bryn in here because something happened yesterday.
Oh my God, what happened?
Hey, Bryn!
What happened?
Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Is it
ours? He might have his headphones on. Wait, set it up though. Tell me what.
Well, yesterday, after you guys had left, I had a couple meetings. And Bryn, I noticed Bryn was in the studio here for quite a while. And I thought he was just recording some spots. And so I knocked on the door. He opens it up. And he had this look of fright on his face. And his voice was shaking. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
Oh, my God.
He got a phone call yesterday.
He's coming in.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That was not good.
From?
Let him tell you.
All right.
You.
Here he comes. Oh, my God. Brynny.
So
what?
Bryn,
it wasn't that bad. I was
shaking
and trembling like
you
that.
You were crying.
I was crying and laying
you
on the floor,
shaking.
Rolling around.
You looked
you
like
cried?
You saw a ghost,
no,
and your voice was shaking.
Nah, I mean, yeah, it was a scare, dude. I was actually really pissed about it because it wasted a lot of my time. I was in the middle of like a meeting talking to Rebecca and Yuzi were doing the thing, and I got a call, but whatever, I missed it, didn't pay attention to what the number was, and I checked my voicemail, and it was like, the IRS is checking you out and saying that
every time they'll just buckle you right there.
And you owe this amount of money, and we have a suit filed against you, and please give us a call back, whatever. So I was like, let me check this out. So I called, and there's a warrant for my arrest and all this stuff. But, you know, I was already kind of like,
Everything is a scam these days.
It is, but you know, I wanted to hear him
of
out
course,
because
right.
What if it was the real thing? And it turned out it wasn't. Long story short, I was just on the phone forever. I actually we were recording this phone call, so I walked into Studio B and I turned on the recorder and recorded that phone call. I have audio, but I just haven't sorted through it because I wouldn't want to waste your time and play you. But I do want to play a little
bit
of
you. Well,
yeah,
so people you're not going to be the only person who gets this call.
I know.
So it was a scam.
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was a scam, but Yuzette walks
you
in
would
like,
get
hang up on that. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
You would get contacted through the mail.
Well, that was their
official
thing.
Channels.
They were saying that, oh, well, we've tried to contact you and, you know, you haven't responded via mail. And I'm thinking, you know, I know that I have lost mail because I've moved a few times and my change of address forwarding address thing just didn't, I don't know. So I have missed some mail. And so I thought that it was kind of possible that I didn't respond to the IRS sending me a notice saying that I'm from 2010 to 2014. You didn't, and I'm like, hold on, can I look at my paperwork before I try to figure out how to pay? Like, you don't have to pay us over the phone. Don't worry about it. But, you know, we're going to show you how to pay it off properly and what channels to go through. And they wanted me to go to.
Did they have any of your information?
They did. They had my address.
Did they have your social?
No. They didn't ask me for it either.
If they had your address, they could have gotten mail to you.
They
no
might.
Problem.
Well, hold on, though. They might. So these scams are elaborate, and there's tons of different
Super
ones. My
elaborate.
Chick got one that was. She finally called him out and said something like, "Where are you?" And they like hung up on her, like she was gonna come down. Like, "Where are you at? I'll come there." And they hung up. So these things are, And sometimes they have your info. Like, my stuff got stolen, and my my CPA had, he had to, instead of e-filing, he had to mail my stuff in order for it to get ever get done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then,
'cause someone had already filed your taxes.
Yes, and then they had to give me some kind of a PIN number. So, and the IRS is well aware that these scams are happening. Obviously, they don't want to come out and say, we're having a nightmare trying to collect taxes now because of, I don't know, I guess you'd call it the computer progress we've made has made it possible for people to get everything from your social to, so who knows, maybe they even did have that.
Yeah.
Well, he has audio.
I do, but I don't, I haven't gone through it and I don't want to play it. Any random, because it was like 20 minutes of audio, so I want to play you at
they
least
were working you for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
dude,
they
want free money.
How much do they want from you?
Oh, $7,000.
Oh my god,
it's free money for
you
them.
Better pay
that's
it.
Their job.
You, oh my god, shut up, Hooman.
So I've been, I sold something on Craigslist just recently, and immediately you get these responses from people that are like, I will pay full price plus an extra $100 to have you PayPal it to my address in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what? Why? That doesn't sound right.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Zero sense.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so you start to go, okay, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting, so clearly they've figured out how to scam PayPal or not have the money really be in your account and your product gone and there you are with no dough. But then it's almost, you get five or six more, and the first thing I ask is, what state are you in? Oh, I'm in Chicago. No. I'm just going to sell it down the street from my house. Thanks.
Right.
Because they're scamming you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just, it's for everything.
Right.
That was for selling an old phone of mine. Mm-hmm. This is for...
The IRS, though, does make you shake in your boots.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I've been audited, and it's a freaking nightmare.
Just getting it in the mail. There's not even anyone. You just see IRS on your mail, and it,
I'm like,
and
I don't want anything from the IRS. I don't want anything except
we'll
a check from the IRS.
Well, you definitely don't open that at the box out in front of everybody because you don't want anyone to see you cry.
Right? Did I poop myself?
Yeah. Let me pour a stiff drink first. Hold
I gotta
on.
Get home and hide in my kitchen first.
Oh man, it's like just walking up to my mailbox, you know, because you never know what's going to be in there. I always have a weird feeling every single day when I open my mail. I was like, what's going to be in here? Mm-hmm. I'm always so happy when it's a fistful of junk mail. I'm like, oh, this is great, and just throw all this away.
Patagonia sale! Yay!
I'm so there.
Can I hear a small snippet of it? Here it is. Hold on.
So at this moment, we have decided to recollect this amount from you by involving the Internal Revenue Code 6331H against you. It means the IRS will be taking the help of a courthouse. So your case is going to be hit inside the courthouse by today itself in the next couple of hours. So we just need to know your clear intention on this federally monitored and recorded line. Then what are you willing to do? Would you like to resolve the situation outside of the courthouse and make this payment to the Internal Revenue Service? Or you would like to hire an attorney for yourself who can represent your case inside the courthouse, who can fight for your rights against the Internal
Revenue? Hire an attorney. So they're trying to get you to take an attorney and pay some money up front.
Well, no,
and
the fear would be, the fear factor of having to hire an attorney would make some people go, what can I pay to stop this? I don't have time for this. What can, I mean, I guess. They must.
Yeah, if you lose, you go to jail.
They have it worked out. I mean, these
that
guys...
That sounds like a... And there's, like, noise in the background, like it's a big business center.
And he's reading a script. It's so robotic.
Dang, the guy's accent's a little bit of that.
Listen, Raj, I'm going to need you to not do all this. So did Rin say where they said...
Wow.
did Rin say where they told him to pay it?
Oh, yeah. So they're saying that you need to go to... That's where it kind of tipped me off.
I was like, what?
Target, Best Buy, Apple stores, or, you know... Some, so go there because the IRS has some partnership with them.
Yeah.
And we'll work this out. And I'm like...
Get some vouchers.
Really?
That's what was happening with the
that's
missus.
Unreal.
And she said, where are you?
I'll just come to you.
I'm coming to, and their response was shady right off the bat, and then they went dark, and that was that. Dude, you got to be so careful. It's awful.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I come knocking, and he's got this look in his face. His voice is shaking.
He's crying.
Crying.
His head's down.
He pulled out his shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's all, the lawyer is all. I go, what? What?
I said I got this call.
I'm like, that's a scam.
I was also texting my sister, my older sister, too. I was like, would they ever do this? She sent me an article, like, around the spot, like, through text. I'm reading this article about scams, and Yuzette walks in, and she's like, hang up on them. Hang the F up.
And I'm like, the guy said, don't hang up. Don't put me on mute. Don't put me on hold. And I go, I'm his boss. So you need to, I was like, this has to be done in personal time. And meanwhile, I'm all, hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Bryn's like, no. I can't.
I'm going to go to jail.
Hey, no one wants to go to jail. But
Bryn. I thought there was a woman on the phone with you.
She's the one who initiated the phone call and then transferred
her. Play, this
I have to go through.
No, just play
audio
a little bit of this woman's accent. As soon as you hear this accent,
you
should have just hung up right away. Because this chick
you
sounds
know,
so
man.
Fake.
It could be anybody.
Play the chick.
All right, hold on. Let me see what she has.
Let me tell you, when we send you the letter bounced back to us stating that no one is available at your place. To receive that letter or to sign for those letter, and as those letter was very highly confidential.
So she talked to me for a second and then transferred me.
Who would buy that?
What?
That was
the giveaway.
She can barely speak.
Dumb.
For real.
We called you that one. It was highly confidential.
I didn't pay any money. Get off me.
Did they ask you right off the bat to like identify yourself to make sure it was you? Because the fact that she's telling you all this stuff on the phone is a little bit. That's these scams are getting so good.
Yeah. Thank God Yuzette walked in. Bryn would be broke today.
I was on
pulling out his credit card. How
I was not pulling
away?
Out my credit card. I wanted to go through the motions.
I just peed myself.
Just to see how
what is the security code on the back?
I'm not going to do that, all right? I just wanted to hear what she had to say.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
Wait.
I know I'm smarter than that. Give me a break.
Yeah, listen, smart people get taken by scams.
Oh, for sure. I mean, common sense is not so common. What did Anita say to you?
She goes, you're so smarter than that.
I don't know. You get freaked out.
Well, the IRS alone, they're using those three letters because they know it cripples people.
Yep. Yeah.
It's what we just said. You get it at the mailbox and you freeze and put something over the top of it and run it back to your house. Like, it's so frightening.
I'm so sorry that happened.
I don't
happened
know tax
to you.
Very well. I'm like, my tax guy, I got to call this guy to see what I did wrong. I don't know what I did wrong. You know, I just hand my stuff to him and say, all right, figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Well, beware, everyone.
Yeah.
That woman's accent. Come on.
Come on. People have accents.
No one was available to sign. What does that mean, lady?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We are so late. We got to go.
It's fine.
It's not.
It is. We'll live. Please. It's the middle of August. There are no stories. KLLC.
That's very true. You are correct.
Go as long as you guys want to. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. We have a big show for you today.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.